Please call the roll.
Mr. Kespel?
Here.
Mr. Dudley?
Here.
Ms. Nauser?
Here.
Ms. Hoppy?
Here.
Mr. McDavid?
Here.
Mr. Schmidt?
Here.
Mr. Trapp?
Here. Mr. Dudley, any comments?
I've had a great time. I'm glad to see everybody here. I'll go ahead and read my parting comments, as it were. I would like to thank the City of Columbia and all its citizens for having me here tonight. I have been the 4th Ward Council representative for the last 3 years. I have done what many thought to be a good job. I made a lot of new friends. I learned a lot about people in the last 3 years, and I want to thank all of my supporters and all my detractors for their input in my time on council. Each helped in making decisions. Early on, I was working on the Bonneview and Audubon Nature Area, and the talks were going nowhere. I was called to a meeting, and a gentleman who called the meeting asked me what a compromise is. I replied that the answer is probably not something to make everyone happy. His reply was that a compromise is one that makes everyone equally angry. I found this to be good advice. As I worked on some other things as we went through the next 3 years, that worked very well. When you stopped trying to make everyone happy and make everyone satisfied with the outcome, it got a lot easier. I've really enjoyed my time on the council, and I was looking forward to 3 more years. I was able to complete some projects and was looking forward to completing many more. I would like to think Columbia is a better place for what was accomplished in the last 3 years. The budget is nearly balanced, the employees got raises, the bond debt has been reduced, and a few hundred jobs were brought to town. I hope many more jobs can be brought to Columbia in the near future, and we can get more safety officers on the streets. I want to wish the incoming council the best luck, and I want to thank the best city staff in Missouri for all their help and guidance, especially the city clerk and her office. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Dudley. Mr. Kespel, any comments?
I, too, want to thank the citizens of Columbia and the Third Ward voters for allowing me to serve as city councilman. Columbia is a great town with many and varying interests and concerns. Why do we live in a community? I submit that we live together to pool some of our assets to provide benefits to the entire community. Just think, we provide ourselves public safety, streets and sidewalks, electric, water, trash, sewer services, parks, and places to recreate for the entire community. The city council is made up of people who have different and varying ideas of what our community should look like. This council was no exception. We have studied many issues and expressed our desires and concerns, but at the end of the day, the council has always come to consensus for the common good of the community. This council has helped guide the city through recessionary times, and I am proud to say that the 2014 budget will be the first balanced budget not using reserves in several years. We need only look 30 miles south of Columbia to understand the difficulty that deficit spending can cause. Columbia is facing many challenges in the future days and years, some familiar to us: student housing, infrastructure upgrades, expanded city services, and public safety, some yet not known to us. We will need an involved and dedicated council to steer our city through these challenging times. I'd like to congratulate Darrell Dudley for his 3 years of service to Columbia. We have become good friends through our service on council. Congratulations to Bob McDavid on his reelection. Columbia couldn't have a finer mayor or someone who cares more deeply about Columbia. Congratulations to Carl Scala upon his winning election to the Third Ward Council seat. Again, I thank you for the opportunity to serve the citizens of Columbia, and I wish only the best for our city.
I'm going to invite City Manager Mike Mathis and Councilperson Kespel to join me at the podium. It's been a pleasure to work with you, Gary, for 3 years. We're going to give her several artifacts of appreciation, one of which will be a copy of all 1,800 pages of the last three budgets. Thank you. This is a resolution of appreciation to Gary Kespel. Whereas Gary Kespel was elected council member of the 3rd Ward on April 6, 2010, and whereas has ably represented his constituency and the citizens of Columbia during his tenure of office, and whereas his dedication to this office entailed many hours of extra duty in addition to the hours spent at regular and special city council sessions, now therefore be it resolved that the city council extends its heartfelt thanks to Mr. Kespel for his dedicated public service and his commitment in keeping Columbia, Missouri a viable city. We wish Mr. Kespel the best in the future. Signed by all the members of the council. This is a plaque presented by City Council staff and council, City Council and staff of Columbia on behalf of the citizens of Columbia to Gary Kespel in recognition and appreciation of his dedicated an effective service on the Columbia City Council April 2010 to April 2013 as the elected 3rd Ward Council member presented April 8, 2013. Before I present this, Gary, you've been a very dedicated public servant. You've worked hard, and your diligence in the finances of this community under control is a legacy that will stay with this city for a long time. And I can just tell you that I pledge to continue that legacy. In recognition of one term of service on the Columbia City Council, the city is pleased to present the gift of a living memorial to Gary Kespel. A heritage tree will be planted and maintained in the city park of your choice to honor your 3 years of service.
There's more. It's my honor to be the city manager in Columbia, and I get to do a couple things here. One is to present Gary with what has become a tradition from staff. My predecessor, I believe, started this, and I'm pleased to continue it. Given Columbia, what better gift than public art, right? So this is a piece of art. Each one is unique, although on a theme, kind of like human beings. And so artist Susan Taylor Glasgow created this glass featuring the Columbia logo. And it's just something you can put on a shelf and maybe think of us when you're golfing or something. And finally, just as a more personal gift from the staff to Councilmember Kespel, we thought the first page of one of our bond documents, if you didn't have enough from the budget, this was one for $39 million. And inside it records all of the interest savings we've experienced over time. So thank you from all of us.
I'll invite Councilperson Dudley to come to the podium. Hardworking councilman. He has shaken hands with more Columbia citizens in his 3 years than any council person in the history of this town, I am absolutely certain, from his connections at his place of employment. I'm going to present a resolution of appreciation. Whereas Darrell Dudley was elected council member of the 4th Ward on April 6, 2010, and whereas he has ably represented his constituency and the citizens of Columbia during his tenure of office, and whereas his dedication to this office entailed many hours of extra duty in addition to the hours spent at regular and special city council sessions. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the city council extends its heartfelt thanks to Mr. Dudley for his dedicated public service and his commitment to keeping Columbia, Missouri, a viable city. We wish Mr. Dudley the best in the future. This is a plaque that the city council staff are presenting to you for in recognition and appreciation of your dedicated and effective service of the Columbia City Council, April 2010 through April 2013, as the elected 4th Ward Council member, presented April 8th. In recognition of your service, the city is pleased to present the gift of a living memorial to Daryl Dudley, April 2010 to April 2013 City Council member. A heritage tree will be planted and maintained in the Columbia Park of your choice to honor your 3 years of service.
And on behalf of staff, we'd like to present this piece of art, and hopefully you can display it proudly, and when you see it, think of us.
I will.
And, about that.
Thank you.
And on a more personal note, we thought a picture of Bonnie View Nature Area would be
cool.
Appropriate for your work for that part.
So
thank you very much
here,
for that.
So thank you very
there
much.
You thank you.
I, Robert McDavid,
Do solemnly swear
that I possess all qualifications
for the office of mayor
for the city of Columbia, Missouri.
That I am not subject to any of the disqualifications
set forth in the charter
of the city of Columbia.
That I will support the Constitution
and laws of the United States.
Laws of the United States
and of the state of Missouri.
State of Missouri.
And the charter.
Charter and ordinances
of the city.
City of Columbia.
And that I will faithfully.
That I will faithfully discharge
the duties of my office.
My office.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Mr. Scala, I invite you to come forward to receive the oath of office.
I, Carl Scala,
do solemnly swear
subject
to any
set forth in the charter
of the city of Columbia
that I will support the Constitution and laws of the United States
and of the state of Missouri
charter and ordinances
of the city of
Columbia. I will faithfully discharge
the duties of my office so help me God.
Mr. Thomas.
I, Ian Thomas.
Do solemnly swear.
Solemnly swear. That I possess all of the qualifications.
For the office of Fourth Ward.
The office of Fourth Ward Council Member.
Of the City of Columbia.
City of Columbia, Missouri.
That I am not subject.
That I am not subject.
To any of the disqualifications.
Any of the disqualifications.
Set forth.
Set forth in the Charter.
Of the City of Columbia.
City of Columbia.
And that I will support the.
And that I will support the Constitution.
And laws.
And laws of the United States.
And of the city.
And of the state of Missouri.
And the charter.
And the charter and ordinances.
Of the city.
Of the City of Columbia.
And that I will.
And that I will faithfully discharge.
The duties of my office.
Duties of my office.
So help me God.
So help me God.
And can I have you sign too?
Congratulations, Ian.
Thanks, Bob.
And let's, we have work to do. Councilperson Scala, any comments?
Oh, yes, I did. You'd be disappointed if I didn't, wouldn't you?
I would be.
Yeah. I'll try not to go on too much. First of all, thank you to the engaged voters of the Third Ward and my loyal cadre of campaign volunteers. Let me offer an incomplete thank you list. Betty Wilson, who is serving as treasurer, and Clyde as my mentor, long gone but not forgotten. Everyone who contributed funds to the campaign, especially Civic and Midmo Labor Club, progressive political partners, for all of their help. Mike Sled for managing the campaign website updates. All those who put up yard signs and sent out Dear Neighbor cards. All those who wrote letters to the editor and made phone calls. Everyone who contacted their friends and neighbors in person by email and on Facebook, something I really enjoy, Facebook, to encourage them to vote. All the incredible volunteers who knocked on so many doors, Peter Beiger, Kurt Albert, Kip Kendrick, and countless others in the Benton Stevens neighborhood, and Marion Mace Dickerson, Dee Dockin, Laird Oakey, Peter Anger, Sam Allison, Ann Peters, Alice Turner, Dean Anderson, Mike Trapp, Barbara Hoppe, Tootie Burns, and our dear neighbor Nancy Smith, who baked delicious treats for the other volunteers. And then, of course, there is my wife, the good cop, along with my eldest daughter, the real good cop in Columbus, Ohio, who takes the stings and arrows of the campaigning much more personally than I do. And my youngest daughter, who unfortunately lives in the Sixth Ward, but, well, no offense, Barbara. But nonetheless, hopefully learned something by being my occasional canvassing driver. Reminds me of my father in his days in Chicago, actually. Not to mention the inspiration to the original 2007 yard sign design to which she contributed. And my son, who I envy on his second work-related trip to Vienna, Austria, unwilling to take me along, even if I had the time to spare this time in the campaign. I'd love to go on about civic plans and proposals, but I can promise you that details will be obvious and forthcoming after running them all by my constituents. Having said that, let me just add this brief remark, a few remarks. Columbia's issues are not unique. We are not the only small city trying to operate a more robust transit system. attempting to maintain and expand air service, working to revitalize the downtown, attempting to reduce crime, and seeking better employment opportunities for youth. We need to be open to others' approaches and use data to help us develop effective policies. I often look to others who have succeeded to bring their expert experience to bear on local issues, and I'm certainly not threatened by other solutions. That approach nearly always results in taxpayer savings. As Harry Truman famously once said, it is amazing what you can accomplish if you do not care who gets the credit. And my thanks to all who seek this to make this a better place to live. Thank you.
Ian?
Well, I would also like to thank everybody that helped me with my campaign, and I'd like to thank all of the Fourth Ward voters and those that I spoke to on the doorsteps. It was a great experience to meet so many people, to have so many meaningful conversations about important issues in the Fourth Ward and important issues for the future of Columbia. It was a great pleasure to get to know you better, Daryl, and Bill also, through the forums, and it felt like we were a team working together to seek this great office, which I'm very humbled to accept. Work starts tomorrow. We've got a work session at 1 o'clock, and I'm just looking forward to getting started. Thank you.
Just a few brief comments. I want to acknowledge those of you who encouraged me to become a politician. I suspect I will eventually forgive you. I want to thank those who supported and advised me during the selection process. And I want to thank those Columbians who cast their votes for me. I want to thank Suzanne, without whose support and understanding this type of position would not be possible. You know, spouses stand by and they have to listen to praise that we all know is undeserved. They know it's undeserved. But they also have to stand by and listen to criticism that they know is unwarranted. And it's very difficult on them. So, you know, to my pal of 43 years, thanks. This council is going to stand on the shoulders of generations of Columbians. Citizens, public servants, workers, educators, laborers, mothers, fathers, sons and daughters. It's those previous generations of Columbians that have made our town the great town in which we live today. So it's a responsibility of this council, as for many, many previous councils, to carry on this legacy. So we're going to listen. We'll move. We'll challenge. We'll disagree. We'll do our best. We'll be respectful. We'll be diligent. And we'll show dignity at all times. And we'll do that to honor those previous generations going back into the 1800s that made us what we are today. I salute Gary Kespel and Daryl Dudley for giving your time and energy. They've done a great job. I eagerly anticipate working with new members Carl Scala, Ian Thomas, our talented city staff, as always, and Columbia's engaged citizens. We've got a great thing going here in Columbia. So it's an honor and a responsibility for each of us up here to sit behind this dais and to do our best. So I say to all of us, to each of us, good luck to all of us. Thank you. We appoint a mayor, we nominate and elect a mayor pro tem. Barbara Hoppe has been the previous mayor pro tem, so I'll entertain a motion, I'll entertain a nomination for mayor pro tem.
Second.
May I have a nomination?
Oh, I'll nominate so that Carl can second.
May I have a second?
I will second that nomination.
Is there a motion to appoint by acclamation?
Yeah, I'll move that we put back around.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say nay. I want to remind everybody that we do have a reception next door in 1A and 1B, And for those of you who think a 25-minute meeting is a trend, I wouldn't count on it. Thank you.
Remember the old days.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.